Hello and welcome to the Untitled Car Show. I'm your host, as always, Ike. It's been a good long while since last we spoke, so as is habit now, apologize for that. Been working high hell on the Volvo project. Let me start from the beginning for people who may be listening who are not quite up to speed on it. So this is the project I had last year, actually earlier this year, took on the 24 Hours of Le Mans Road Rally. It suffered a devastating breakdown, so had to retreat home, tail between our legs. When we got to the house, parked it in the garage, plan was put something fun into it, motor-wise, just to make it a little different and kind of make it into like a race car for the road or like a new school rat-rod or, you know, just kind of something, to borrow an expression, kind of road-killy. So, first motor we got was from the Mad Russian, who, 24 Hours of Le Mans racer, got a Nissan motor. Went to put that in. Everything that could have gone wrong went wrong with that project. It just became a basket case. So decided to abandon that. Bought an Audi motor off of Craigslist. Turned out to be another 24 Hours of Le Mans racer, Speedy Cop. This was an Audi 10-valve, 5-cylinder engine I was really excited about. So simple wiring harness, not too complicated, but mechanical fuel injection. But how hard could that be? So I told myself. So got that home, put that in the car, you know, learned lessons along the way, had to de-rust the bore, got it up, checked compression, had good compression, motor was turning freely, started wiring up everything, started wiring up fuel. It all seemed to be coming together well. Got the injectors, put the injectors on. Went to start this, not this week, last weekend, but the weekend before, and it didn't chooch, as they say. So I went into full, troubleshooting mode. So is it not working because of this reason or because of that reason or blah, blah, blah. No spark, bad coil, that happens, it's an old motor. No fuel, though. So was chasing down the fuel problem, and it kept coming back. So for those of you who don't know, CIS is mechanical fuel injection brain. It's got two wires that operate the whole system. So there's a pressure valve that goes into the, like if you think about it, it's like a pressure check valve is basically all the injector is. So the brains of the system is all controlled pneumatically. It's all pressure differentials, pressure of the fuel, pressure going in, pressure going out, blah, blah, blah. And there's really the only electronic bit, because my brother asked about this, is there's a solenoid that basically lets fuel in or not, and that's kind of what controls everything. So that controls fuel in. There's a return line. Fuel is making it to some of the extraneous points that didn't really need to get to and not making it to others, which was an issue. It wasn't coming out of any injectors. So we had to figure out what was going on. So it just turned into gut check time with the motor on. All right, is it worth it to get this thing running? Because we're going to blow by the Le Mans Rally winter retreat from Moscow point here soon if I was going to get that. I basically was already past it to get this motor working based on what I see. So I went, let me do some quick searching on the Craigslist again. Keep it simple, stupid. We're going to go out. We're going to find something simple. Got our hands on a Chevy 250 cubic inch inline six motor, single barrel carburetor, super cheap. It came out of a working car. It came out of a 1960 something Nova with 30,000 miles on it. So the guy showed me the paperwork. Nova had 35 on the OD. Car ran. It just was kind of someone's old school play toy. So very excited about that. Put that in last night, which is exciting. You know, daddy due diligence. This was basically gave myself overnight with the help of Nick. A buddy went on the trip with me, the Lemons Rally. He lent me a shop crane for the evening. So he planned on me having it for longer, but I ended up only really needing it for a night. So got that in. It's sitting in the car. It's not permanently mounted by any stretch. But the plan is hook that all up, get that mounted in the car, hit the starter button, and hope that it works. So we'll see. It should. My hope is to have it working on Saturday. If you get that thing working on Saturday, I'm back on time, hopefully, with meeting the objective of getting to the 24 Hours of Lemons Road Rally. So where does that leave the Audi motor? Well, I love the Audi motor. I want to keep it. My plan is to go out and get electronically controlled ejectors for that motor and a mega squirt system and put that into a cage car I'm planning on building. So like a kit car, cage car kind of deal. That's the hope. I don't know what that's going to turn into because it's going to be kind of a weird, goofy mix of parts and pieces and everything, and the hope is to make it into like a sand rail kind of thing, something, you know, fun and exciting, maybe something just for off-road use, but we should see. So that's kind of where that, so that's the plan. So as far as the podcast goes, my plan is release this episode today. I'm going to be doing a question and answer show Monday next week, a blog episode on Friday, and a typical guest episode next week, Wednesday. So what I would like from you listening is send in, you know, question, topics, stuff you want me to cover, stuff that, you know, you want answered. I'll get to it. It could be anything from, you know, the mysteries of life to, you know, why are you such an idiot, basically, when it comes to engines. So I'm willing to cover anything and everything. That's where that plan is. So we'll put that out hopefully We're going to put that out Monday next week. We're going to put out a guest episode on Wednesday and a full-fledged blog episode like this episode next week, Friday, maybe Saturday, we'll see. So we're back to the normal stuff, dealing with Podomatic, the hosting site for this. It's costing money, so we're going to be looking at curtailing the backlog, the past episodes, going back to putting up archives on YouTube, pushing out the YouTube stuff again. It's just a lot to deal with at the moment, and, you know, be a good husband and father and still do all this stuff. And it's just time consuming. So, and with the change in schedule and everything, it's just a matter of, you know, really getting back into time management. Because before there was a schedule, it was well understood, well scheduled out. Now, not so much. So we'll see. So we got guests coming on next week, week after that. We're going to be doing episodes. We're going to be working on stuff. Still working on the opposite lock meet. We're doing that next year. If you haven't seen that, go check out. I'll make it the pinned tweet, hopefully, by the time this comes out, if not soon thereafter, on the Twitters, on my Twitter page, which you can follow along at Untitled Car Show. Yeah. So that's kind of all. So Chevy 205, man, I'm losing my voice. Chevy 205, inline six, cool motor, some decent power adders out there for it. A lot of kits and stuff available. So here's the plan. So the plan is to have this motor up, running, mounted, end of this upcoming week. If that happens, then the next goal is cut out some floorboard, get the transmission up, mount it in behind it. Got that, and once that gets installed, put the floorboard down, back underneath it, work on putting together the suspension, getting everything back to where it needs to go, new springs, put some new brakes on it. So maybe that'll be done. Again, these time frames keep getting pushed back. End of November. That's a very optimistic timetable. Put the suspension back together, hopefully by the end of September, end of December, September, that's really optimistic. I put it together end of December. That includes putting the brakes back in, putting the hydraulic brake in, hopefully mid-January, because I'm going on vacation in January. On a cruise of all things. Don't like cruises. It's my least favorite thing, form of vacation. And it's the wife's most favorite form of vacation, so. That means I gotta do it, I guess. I'm sure it'll be fun. I just don't care for it. We'll get back to that in a second. So, hopefully, start piecing together the car, locking it up, mid-January, and then hopefully knock on plastic trim, get the car ready for the 24 hours of limits, retreat from Moscow rally. Now, that being said, may not go on that this year regardless, just because wife's school schedule, I could go on my schedule, but got to be worried about the monies coming in. So, not a great time for vacation on that. So, we'll see. We'll try and get that together. We'll try and make that happen. Talking to the wife, we're on a very much a we'll see basis at the moment. So, it is what it is. If we do it, we may do it in the Fiesta as kind of a, you know, tangerine scream lemons car. So, we'll see. I still have high hopes. I enjoyed doing it last year. I'll enjoy doing it this year. I really want to. It's going to be fun. We'll see. On the flip side of that, cruises, not a big fan of cruises. I don't like being on someone else's itinerary in my life. The cruise is kind of the ultimate example of that. That's kind of job number one. Once you get on that cruise ship, you really can't get off until the cruise is over. I'm out of touch from the internet, which is, you know, how I make my bread and butter. I'm away from, you know, cars, my hobby, fun, the entertainment. It's just not, I just don't like it. And I don't get seasick. Now we'll see, because this will be the first time I'm going on the cruise since my hiatal hernia happened. And that's made me more susceptible to getting sick in the rear seat of cars, which the first time that ever happened to me was in the back of a new Land Rover Discovery. So I'm almost wondering if it's a Land Rover Discovery problem, or if it's a hiatal hernia problem, or what it is. So we'll see. And joy of motherfucking joy, a wife told the in-laws they were welcome to join us, and the in-laws, never been on a cruise in their life, have decided to join us. So that puts me in a whole other, like, it's not that I don't like the in-laws, it's just I don't need that stress in my life. I'm sure you all agree. So, like, that's going to be an S with his head. I don't know why they decided they needed to do that, why they wanted to come on, join us, take part in our merry, you know, band of gang or whatever you call it. It's a disaster. Hopefully, my brother may join us. Hopefully, that'll help. Because I'm concerned, too, because my daughter doesn't listen well to instructions, and she definitely doesn't listen to the in-laws. They're going to want to watch her. And for me to put up with being on the cruise, I'll probably be drunk. And I just don't want anything to happen, and it's going to be extra stress. I don't need in my life on a vacation, so if my wife hadn't already bought the tickets, I would basically be like, yeah, you know what? The in-laws, my daughter, hell, take a friend of yours on the way and pay for it. You go enjoy that. I'll go on the Lemons Rally later, so I am not looking forward to that. As a matter of fact, dread is a good word. Dread. I don't know. Again, I get along fine with them. It's just that stress I don't need in my life. So we'll see. I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure I'll come back and regale you with great stories of laughter and merriment, but probably not. So, there's that. I don't know. So, I was talking about this today a little earlier with someone. If you had $40,000 to pay someone to do a project, like pay a shop, custom shop, whatever, to do a vehicle for you, and we'll say, you know, you get the shell, no matter really what car it is, for like around $5,000 within reason. Because you really got like $35,000 worth of money to pay a shop to work on a vehicle to give you something. And I'm not talking about full resto mod. I'm talking about, you know, you get a shell of a car. The example we had was like a leaking Continental. You know, maybe you pick up a decent shell for $5,000, maybe it's $10,000. The shop's going to put in, you know, a suspension, a engine, maybe a transmission, And really, that's all they're going to do. So, like in the example, like a Continental would be a good one for that, because with a patina, with it looking decent, that'd be a very good car to just have dumped in $30,000+. I don't think you'd do that with a Mustang. Probably not even a Camaro. I don't know. I feel like that would be money wasted at that point. There's a couple of old school Volvos that would be kind of cool, like an Amazon. Do that with an Amazon. Really, no, I'm not sure if even that would really be worth it. I think it'd have to be something old schooly and kind of Lutzo large sort of deal to do that with. I don't know. I can feel I need to go. I want to keep talking. I can just feel my voice. I'm not sure if that's coming across on the recording. I can feel it going, and it's weird. I think this is a problem. I haven't talked. Because, you know, you talk loud, you talk, you enunciate, you talk out loud, blah, 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 while you're doing podcasts. And it's been basically 2 weeks of not really talking. And then before that, it was, you know, from 3 days a week to 1 day a week. And I think I'm kind of rusty, and I can feel my voice starting to let go. And I want to make sure you can hear me when I'm talking. So I got a list of topics. I don't know. We'll see. I'm still sticking with maybe there'll be an episode before then, but don't count on it. Saturday episode. I'm sorry, not Saturday. Monday episode, Wednesday episode, Friday or Saturday episode next week. We're back to the routine. I promise you, if not, when you see me in person, you can, what goofy bullshit am I going to agree to here? When you see me in person, if I don't stick to this, you're allowed to ever so gingerly smack me upside the back of the head and go, come on, Ike, get it together. So, I'll gingerly. I'm a delicate flower. Yeah. So, man, I can feel it going. So, until then, make sure to follow me on Twitter. I'm on Instagram and Facebook, not quite as frequently there. Other than that, I want to keep it short and sweet. Have a good night. Have a good evening. Wherever you are, whatever time it is there, thank you so much for listening. Please be safe out there.